So, it's been a while. So I came to explain that a little bit. I know a while ago, probably over a month ago now, it feels like less, but honestly, I have no concept of time. But a little bit ago, I told some people that I was going to be back on Reddit soon. And then and then a month went by, and that never happened. So I wanted to explain some of it, some of the reasons why it took me so long. Because most of it was I got really busy for a while and I just didn't have time to record or I didn't have time to edit or anything. And then I kind of lost interest for a bit, for a couple reasons. One big reason, one, I was just distracted. The stuff I've been busy with, I've been busy studying. So that's a good chunk of it because I've been trying to focus on that as much as I can. And it's easy when I have the chance to record. It also is the same time that studying is a lot easier. So I've been prioritizing that for a long time. But I'm going to be having less of a chance to record anything. I'm going to have the house, rather I'm not going to have the house to myself for a while. So I figured I'd just come back at some point, rip the band-aid off. So that's what this is. So yeah, most of it I was just busy. But also, and before I say anything, I'm going to be talking about rape and rape fantasies and stuff relating to that. So if you're not comfortable with that, if you're not ready to hear that right now, or if it's better for your mental health to not hear something about that, and things relating to that, then feel free to step out now. It's not worth your mental health if you're not able to right now. But if you're still here, I want to talk about the big reason why I didn't come back for a while, and that is to do with the rape fantasy content that I was making. First, I want to say I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with rape fantasies, having rape fantasies. Indulging in them in this way, especially through audio or role play or whatever. As long as it's just that, as long as it's just fantasy, as long as it's just role play. So I think there's a safe way to consume rape fantasy content. And I personally think that the way that I do it, the way I've been doing it with my audios, has been a safe way for me to explore. I'll explain how I feel about rape fantasies, or what I like about them, I guess. And maybe it'll just add to the ramble and it won't mean anything, or maybe it'll make stuff make more sense. I'm not sure. But for me, what I enjoy about it, I have it's pretty obvious, but I feel like I still have to say it. I have no enjoyment of actually being raped. I do not want that. I have only have interest in consensual non-consent fantasies. Even if I am listening to or making an audio about it, in my head, there's always, even if it's not explicit, there's always, I imagine there to be prior talks about it, with both parties, consent given by both parties, and in my headcanon is always there's a safe word or something, in case anything gets out of hand, or anybody's uncomfortable. I'm not turned on by the idea of actual rape. The parts that I like about it, I like the idea of being wanted. I like not making decisions. I like not making decisions when I'm, if it's a fantasy about me being the victim, I like that choice being made for me. And I like feeling wanted so much that someone's just gonna take it from me, kind of thing. And the idea of not having control. But of course, always, again, like I said, with my headcanon of any sort of rape fantasy is some sort of established relationship where boundaries were discussed, safe words were made. So the illusion of having no control, I guess. And I think that that is a healthy way. I don't know if rape fantasies are healthy. they're fine. I don't know. this is why I go to therapy. So in my mind, that's a healthy way to experience them. When everything is pretend. I should have written something out for this. You're gonna hear a lot, as you've probably noticed, if you've stepped out at this point, because of all that, I understand. But yeah, so that's my idea of how I justify it in my head, having rape fantasies. But I realize that's not how everybody who has an interest in rape roleplay or rape fantasies, I realize that's not how everybody experiences them. And I think without having to explain, I think you understand how there are ways that you can indulge in them in an unhealthy way, in an unsafe way. And thinking of that, and thinking of when I make the content that I do. I can't control my audience. I don't know how they feel about any of this. I don't know if they're doing it in a morally questionable way. And from a lot of the responses that I've gotten, it's made me realize that when I make the content where I'm a victim, I don't want to normalize that for anybody who is interested in the wrong ways. From the messages that I've gotten and some of the things people have sent me, I had to take a step back because it was very obvious that they were taking it the wrong way. And didn't respect consent. And weren't enjoying BDSM in a way that I think it should be. I think BDSM should always be safe, sane, and consensual. Emphasis on consensual. So yeah, the responses I got not only made me feel personally very uncomfortable with how I was being treated, and how I was being perceived, but also I don't want to normalize that for anybody and create any more victims. I couldn't live with myself if I made anybody think that it was more than just fantasy. I don't know if that explains it. 'Cause that is pretty vague about the type of stuff that I've received. I don't really want to get into it, to be honest. It was pretty gross. But I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I helped perpetuate anything that led to harm to other girls. I don't think me getting off is worth putting other people in danger. I know there's lots of people, obviously. I'd be a hypocrite if I thought that there weren't people who were enjoying it responsibly. But yeah, I don't know. I hope that makes sense to somebody. And now that I've said that, I don't think I'll be making the type of content where I'm the victim. I'm gonna be making a lot less sub content because of that reason, because I want to keep myself and hopefully others safe. If I find a way to do it in a way that doesn't perpetuate anything or normalize anything. I'm not opposed to doing that type of content because I did enjoy it. I know a lot of people enjoyed it. It was some of everyone's favorites. Oh yeah, I'm not editing this. So you're probably gonna hear my cats yell. But anyway, so I'm gonna be focusing more on femdom content probably. And more safe for work, sort of sleep aid, pillow talk type audios, rather than F-sub stuff. So I'm sorry to anybody who wanted more of that. I know a few people before I left. I promised some content like that, but I hope you understand why I won't be making any more of that. And if you don't understand, I don't know, eat shit. But yeah, so I don't know, porn. Porn's weird. So yeah, I'll be doing some more softer stuff. I'm not opposed to me doing rape fantasy content with me as the aggressor. 'Cause I feel like the audience that listens to that is a different one. I feel less like I'm not worried of that hurting anybody. Maybe that doesn't make sense. Like I said, I didn't think this through. Or rather, I didn't. I thought about this for a long time, but I didn't. I'm not very good at condensing my thoughts, or I'm not good at words. Again, if you've gotten in this far, I'm sure you understand that. And you're at least tolerating me. I appreciate you tolerating me right now. So, if you do like the kind of content where, like M-sub, femdom stuff, definitely, now that I'm back, give me some requests. I'm always down for those. Tell me your thoughts about the ethics question, maybe. I don't know. Just as long as you're respectful, I'm always down for DMs. I will say, the majority of the responses I get and the conversations I've had with people are very respectful. I don't want to make it sound like it's been all bad. It's just the ones that are bad are really bad. But yeah, I don't know. Let me know what you want to hear, I guess. I've also been thinking of maybe doing, like hypnosis videos, because personally I really like, erotic hypnosis videos, and I know there are lots of, there's a lot of paid content, but I feel like there's not a lot of free stuff, so maybe that's something that people want. I don't know. I mostly just want to make the content that I would like to consume. Really. So I don't know if anybody actually is interested in it. Unless somebody makes an explicit request. I have no idea if it's something people want or if it's just me having fun. But I do enjoy making stuff and editing and whatever. So I do want to go back to it. I'll just be doing it differently. I think that's all I wanted to say. Yeah. Yeah. So, thanks for listening, if you did. I appreciate your time. And I hope you stay safe. I almost forgot. I've been doing some Mommy Dom stuff. Not audios, but with a very lovely boy. I've been doing Mommy Dom stuff, and I really enjoy that. So if any of your requests involve that, or if there's anybody interested in mommy content, then I will prioritize that because I really like that shit. So, yeah. Okay. Bye for real this time.